Where is he? Paige! Paige! Oh, where has he got? Oh, I hope that vase wasn't important. The plaque says it was from the Ming Dynasty. Oh, I'm sure that wasn't very long ago. We can just buy another. Anyway, Paige! Paige! Ah, there you are. Come quickly. I need you right now. No, don't worry about the vase. Just get some servant to clean it up. Oh, no, don't bother with it. It's only from the Ming Dynasty. I'm sure Father has friends with the Mings, and I think we've had them over for dinner once or twice. Or was that the Matthews Dynasty? No matter. I'm sure it's replaceable. Anyway, we have more important matters to attend to. I can't wait to tell you the news. Oh, can you guess? No. I'm not finally taking Latin classes like Father wants. I already know how to ballroom dance, and what's the point of learning how to salsa? What? No, Latin isn't a language. It's a style of dance that includes the salsa, mambo, merengue, rumba, bachata, bomba, and plena. Oh, it's a language too. Well then who speaks it? How can it be a language if nobody speaks it? Silence? Is that a language? Does Father want me to take silence lessons too, then? Actually, wait, he probably would. Don't tell him I said that. After all, I wouldn't want to become boring and stuffy like he is. Yeah, I know, he's dying or whatever, but I would be sympathetic, but the man's been dying for 10 years. My emotions are a bit spent at this point. Heck, the two professional mourners I hired to grieve on my behalf have died before he did. Oh, wait, there was three. Oh, never mind. No, it was two. Anyway, another one has to take maternity leave, but she's expected back next week. I hope she brings her kids with her. The group has been lacking a decent cryer even since Gladys passed away. What? I lack capacity to grieve for myself? So I'm paying people to do it for me. That's what people do. They do a decent job, minus the whole dying thing. Honestly, I don't know what you expect. I've only met the man twice, and one of those times was at my mother's funeral. Once she was gone, he left me to be raised by tutors and nannies. Besides, he was ever so kind enough to inform me that princes don't cry at her funeral. So I have no intention of crying at his. It's how he'd want it anyway. Now please allow me to be dastardly, charmingly playful self before the old man finally kicks the bucket and I have to spend the rest of my days listening to magistrates yammer on and on about crop yields and conflicts and disputes and squabbles. I know, heavy is the head that rules a kingdom or whatever, but with any luck, he'll keep dying for another 10 years, and gleefully my head will remain as ever light as it is now. What? Oh, shut up. Anyway, you still haven't guessed what I was going to tell you. Come on, guess. No, I wasn't going to tell you whether that professional mourner had a boy or a girl. Although it was a boy, incidentally. Born 8 pounds, 3 ounces. His name is Charlie. Yes, at first. And they're both in good health. I was thinking about visiting them this afternoon, but that'll have to wait until after I tell you my big news. Ha! Thought you were going to distract me, didn't you? But clever as you are, I couldn't forget this if I tried. Okay, are you ready to hear it? Okay! I've just met the woman I'm going to marry. Okay, well, I more saw her than met her. I was just glancing out the window and saw her walk by. But I thought she was perfect. And I'm sure that she'll make a wonderful wife. I didn't just think she was beautiful. I fell in love with her. What? Yes, it's possible. Haven't you heard of love at first sight? Oh, honestly, it's in all the books. Handsome prince falls in love with a commoner girl, or something about pumpkins and midnight. Ring any bells? Yes, I know life isn't always like a children's story, but that doesn't mean that it never can be. Some people might still fall in love at first sight, even if nobody does. and I already know that I love her, and you can't convince me otherwise. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess she doesn't love me yet, because she hasn't even seen me. But she's bound to like me, right? I am the crowned prince, after all. I just need to have her look at me. The second she looks at me, she'll know. She'll know whether she loves me or not. Yes, yes, I know. She's already seen my portrait. And the coins. And the posters. And the celebration last year. Practically every woman in this kingdom has already seen my portrait at this point. But it's not the same. Looking at a picture, you can't judge a person's soul the same way when their eyes are merely paint and canvas. What? I can be profound occasionally, you know. Anyway, I have to find her. Then we'll be able to know for sure. But admittedly, finding her would be a little easier if I knew her name. But no matter, there are other ways of sorting these things out. Huh? I guess in the stories, the prince normally has the girl's shoe or something. I haven't got anything like that. But that's okay, because I could never forget what she looked like. Actually, now I think about it, it's unclear why the prince in those stories would even need a shoe. You'd think that he'd be able to just remember her face after a night of dancing with her. Uh-huh. All right, well, you're right. Maybe fairy tales don't offer the best guidelines for real life. But if this is my one chance at love, I am not missing it. You just need a plan to find her. What? Well, yeah, I guess we could hold a fancy ball right here and beautiful maidens to attend. But that would interrupt the professional mourners, and I don't want to throw off their routine and walk around the square and over that into Father's window. And they work hard enough as it is. So, I guess the next best thing would be to start knocking on doors. Unless you have a better plan. I didn't think so. All right, come on. We're off to start now. I don't want to keep my true love waiting. Oh, let's start at Betty and Charlie's house. I want to give that little tyke that stuffed tiger I got him.